one restorative justice circle, a case that they were dealing with, was an incident where the police had received a 911 call that there were a group of kids throwing blocks of ice and snow off an overpass. Obviously very dangerous. You hit a car below, you can cause someone to go off the road, cause someone to be badly hurt. Police officer responded. As he pulled up, he saw exactly what he had heard, group of kids on the bridge throwing lumps of snow and ice over the side. What happened, exactly what happens all the time, as he pulled up, the kids scattered. The officer got out of his car, and he had an opportunity to have a good look at one of the kids who was running. Realized the kid was probably the same age as his own son. Yelled for the kids to stop. Kids were running in different directions. And he began chasing this one particular kid into the woods. He was chasing him up the side of the embankment of the road, snow on the ground, very, very dark, through the trees, chasing him, yelling at the kid to stop. The kid is not stopping. At some point, he sees that kid turn around, reach into his waistband, pull something out, and he's able to see that the light is reflecting off the metal object the boy has in his hand. And we all have seen reports of how, at that moment, things go very badly. In this case, fortunately, just as the officer was thinking to himself, I know he's a kid who's the age of my kid, but I want to go home tonight, and he's got a shiny object in his hand, and I'm here alone. Two other officers arrived. They were able to catch the person who was running, and that shiny object that fell to the ground was a phone in a chrome case. And in that restorative justice circle that also was followed in that case, when the officer described those thoughts, knowing that the boy was the age of his own son, his own fear for his safety when he saw that shiny object in the boy's hand. The boy sat there, tears coming down his face, and then said, I never thought about what a police officer would think. I ran because that's what I've always done when the police come. I was chasing through the woods, the officer was behind me. I turned around, and he had all of his equipment hanging off of him. And he just looked kind of goofy running along. And I thought I'd take a picture to show my friends. I never realized how scared a police officer would be.